This is unbelievably more powerful than we could possibly imagine. I'm going to share with you a story that a priest friend of mine had with it that will convince you of its power. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into this. So Fridays is the day that I typically work on YouTube videos and I work on getting ideas and things like that. And as I was compiling my ideas, I was thinking there's an idea missing that I had been thinking about. I was forgetting. And then all of a sudden it hit me and I thought, oh my gosh, it's the Saint Benedict medal story. So let me tell you what this a young priest friend of mine, what happened to him. So it was around this time, many years ago, I forget exactly how many years ago. And at the time at their parish, they were celebrating the Asian New Year. So it was the pastor and there was a seminarian and there was a deacon there. And then he was there. And then, so they were all celebrating. There was maybe like 150 or 200 people having dinner, having a great time. And he was one of the Spanish speaking priests that was there. Well, all of a sudden, these two brothers and their sister came by to the church knocking and asking for a priest. And I think at the time they were saying something like, you know, there's the devil and we need a priest. And they were sort of exaggerated. And some of the people that they would encounter at that parish were a little bit like that. So at first they didn't take them seriously. But since he was one of the younger priests, they kind of sent him out. And when he saw them, it was these two strong brothers holding by the arm their sister and kind of holding her down. He got a little concerned and he was thinking, okay, this seems real. So he went inside and he spoke to the pastor and to all of them. And they sort of laughed it off. They didn't really take it seriously. And so then he asked one of his other friends that was there, who was a seminarian. So then the two of them went out to meet the two brothers and the sister. They went to the front of the church and they opened, and this was all happening at night. So it was like, I think around 7 or 8 PM. And the priest was very nervous. He was kind of worried about what was about to happen. And as they were dragging the sister into the church, this is how he described it to me. They were literally pulling her like this, and she was leaning back and sliding on her back feet, like almost stiff as a board. At that point, he started freaking out. Now, that church, it kind of opened up to a little entryway, and then there was the chapel directly ahead of you, and then the main church to the left. Well, at this point, she was like, you know, tossing back and forth and saying, no, 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 and all these things. It was getting really crazy. And at the time, it wasn't exactly clear. Was she having a mental issue? Was she really angry? Was she possessed? It wasn't exactly clear. So they got to kind of the threshold of the chapel where they were going to do their prayer. And at this point, she was getting really difficult to deal with. Now, he had a Saint Benedict medal that he had on his keychain. So it wasn't even one that he had in his pocket or around his neck. He had it on his keychain. And I remember he told me he sort of didn't really know what to do. And it was either at the inspiration of the Holy Spirit or at the suggestion of his seminarian friend. He simply placed the Saint Benedict medal on her forehead and she dropped like a fly, flat on the floor, totally powerless, like catatonic or something like that, you know, totally flat on the floor. And he kept the Saint Benedict medal there for maybe like about 5 minutes, basically buying time, figuring out what am I going to do next? Well, he even removed the Saint Benedict medal for a second. And I remember that he told me that when he did that, she just went like that and like a snake, and he saw this black in her eyes and he was like, oh, never mind, put it back on her forehead. Let's keep her here for a few more minutes. So he did that. Meanwhile, his seminarian friend had a priest friend in another diocese who was in training for deliverance and exorcism and a few other things, who happened to be Irish as well. And so he called them up and was basically like, hey, we're two newbies. We don't really know what to do. Help us out. Tell us, how should we pray with this person? So then they finally took her into the chapel. They were saying some prayers of deliverance, being guided. Can you imagine, like, you know, when you're baking something and you have someone on the phone and they're like, step one, do this, step two, do this. Imagine you're a new priest and this more experienced priest is telling you, step one, say this. Step two, hope that Satan doesn't lash out at you. And the whole thing was incredibly humorous. They were able, through prayer, to kind of calm her down. then eventually the sort of next step in the suggestions was for her to go to confession. They went to confession. Some of the background of that woman, it turned out that she had been severely abused, and there was some occult activity happening in the family, which was very common in that neighborhood. And she eventually, it was all sort of resolved at the end of the night. What was funny, though, is they left. Like, the whole thing took about an hour of the praying, the with the St. Benedict medal, with confession. The brothers left with her. It ended up being sort of a moment of conversion for the three of them and for their family. Well, when they went back, the other priests were sort of joking about this and saying, she said that she had the devil. Because often people would come to the parish and exaggerate. So they kind of became kind of cynical about these types of things. But later on, when they were having a conversation with the pastor in the rectory, the pastor was saying, you know what, that there's no way that she was possessed. I mean, it's not like she was being dragged like a stiff board into the church. He literally used the exact words to describe her behavior when she was being pulled into the church. And when my priest friend heard that, he was like, it's like the Holy Spirit was confirming, yes, indeed, she was possessed. And that's exactly what you had just dealt with. Well, later on, they were able to kind of resolve the situation and really bring a lot of healing to that young woman. But it showcases the incredible power of the St. Benedict medal. And there's a few reasons for that. One, because you could see the intricacy of the prayers, both on the front and on the back. Whenever I bless my room with holy water or things like that, I always pray the prayer on the back. Sometimes I think I might get it wrong, but it's something like Vade retro Satana, numquam sade mihi vana, sunque me libas ipse venena bibas. And it means something like, Satan, get away from me. I don't want to drink your poison. You drink the poison. Something like that. That's somehow of the translation. And then on the back, it says something like, Crux sacra sit mihi lux, let the cross be my light, non dracos sunt mihi dux, not the dragon be my guide. And then CSPB, Crux sancti patri benedictus, the holy cross of Saint Benedict. And then on the front, it has another prayer, and it essentially depicts in the life of Saint Benedict that he had this incredible power because of his holiness against Satan, against poisonings, against evil. So because of his holiness, that's partially the reason behind the power in the medal, obviously God working through the medal. And I think God wanting particularly to humiliate evil and the demons by using something so simple. Something is this simple metal object, incredible, right? That God wants to humiliate the demons and evil, but also to humble us, to force us to use humble instruments, and to see that God uses the humble things of the earth, both people and things, to destroy evil. It's really quite amazing. So get one for yourself. Priest and Benedictine priest can have it exercised. I don't know all the prayers or what that involves. These are ones that I've obtained that already are. I have various placed around my house. I even have some in my attic so that there's protection literally from below and from above. My friends, I hope this convinced you of the power of this sacramental. You need to get yourself one to protect yourself against evil. You never know what you might encounter. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.